Hello, and welcome to the Ramblings of a Proud Dad podcast, a podcast to share stories, quotes, and anything else about dad. Sorry it's taken a little while for me to get this out. My world as a dad has been a little busy lately. My wife is taking classes in Atlanta. She has to travel once a semester to take classes for her master's degree at different universities. And with that, I am playing Mr. Mom and Mr. Dad. Being a single parent is very difficult. Not that I'm complaining about the extra work, but I must admit, it is very lonely in this house without my wife here. It's an odd feeling to be all alone with just the kids. The first story I'm going to share with you is from me. I was recently talking to some friends of mine and remembered a discussion I had with my dad when I was about 11. My great-grandmother passed away, and my dad was very upset. She had helped raise him, so it was like losing a second mother. I remember watching some TV show in which a character had said that men weren't supposed to cry. I repeated my newly found wisdom to my dad while he was crying. He looked at me and asked where I'd heard that. I told him on TV and told him I didn't understand why. He looked at me in the eye and said, "Only strong men cry. Those that don't are scared to, and that makes them weak. Showing that you care for people makes you a real man. Feelings, tears, and love make you a great man that people will love and remember. Not how many beers you can drink, how loud you burp, or how you can be tough and not cry when you are hurting. Thank you, Daddy, for showing me how to be a man." In Dad News this week, it's a lesson learned. It's tough to figure out punishments for certain indiscretions that our children do. My children being 9 and almost 5, it is pretty easy to figure out certain punishments. Take away the video game system, no friends over, can't go to a friend's house. It's pretty well controlled. But in this instance, with a little bit older daughter, I really thought it was interesting how the dad took care of this. I found this article on today.msnbc.msn.com, which I'll link in the show notes. And the headline of the article is, "Dad Buys Newspaper Ad After Daughter Breaks Curfew." In this article, it discusses how in Texas, a teenage girl broke her curfew, and the father put an ad in the local newspaper. It's for a 16-year-old daughter, and the ad said, quote, "Want a free babysitter for a night out?" unquote. It goes on to explain that she's in trouble for missing her curfew and offers 30 free hours of babysitting service. Now, I admire this dad because he, in essence, signed his daughter up for community service. And the article also goes on to say that he wanted to discipline his daughter as well as help other people at the same time. And she apparently already learned her lesson. And she even stated she won't violate curfew anymore. Not a bad creative way to discipline your child and take care of other problems at the same time. The next story is from Skaggy the Poet. It's titled, "Wise Words for My Niece." "Uncle?" "Yes." "Do you like Doctor Who?" "Yes." "Have you watched every episode ever made?" "Yes." "Didn't you have anything else to do?" Thanks a lot, Skaggy. It's amazing how when children ask us some questions, the answer is so easy that we never even think of them as adults. It's a shame we lose that view of childhood as we get older. Much to my chagrin, this cast is another short one. I filled in with 2 stories this time, and I'm hoping to have more substance to this cast. If anybody has any suggestions, please send me a message to other segments I can add, other things I can talk about. I'm trying to avoid making this an audio blog instead of a podcast because I do have a blog on the website itself. So I'm asking you for some help. I'm a rookie at this, and any help would be much appreciated. So throw anything out there. If you want to tell me I need to talk more about my personal life to give that comparative for people to relate to, I'll do that. I just don't want to do that and bore people since there is already a blog on the website. So please, send me some suggestions. This podcast is not only for me, this podcast is for you. And I want to make it as enjoyable as possible for everybody involved. Me and myself are recording it, and everyone out there listening to it. So we can all end this with a smile on our face, a warm feeling in our hearts, and lots of great memories about Dad. My intro and out music is by Kevin MacLeod, who can be found on freemusicarchive.org, and the name of the piece is Trio for Piano, Violin, and Viola. So thanks for listening.